from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, and 87 cents of every dollar raised supports patient care and research for children and adults at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So you know that your money is going the right place and that they are working really hard to change things and working really hard to help those who are fighting. And one of those who is doing that every single day is in that fight every single day, joins us right now. Brandon Milton, who is a part of nursing and patient care at Dana-Farber, joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been doing this?
I have been in oncology, so the cancer fighting, for 5 years, been a nurse for 6 overall, but I've known since I was a little kid I wanted to work in this field.
How early did you know, and what made you decide it was what you wanted to do?
Elementary school. I knew I wanted to go into at least medicine. You know, growing up, my dad got diagnosed with lung cancer. Beat it at first. We got 15 amazing years with him. And at that point, when he first got diagnosed, you know, watching him go through treatment and seeing how amazing his doctors, his nurses, everybody in the healthcare organization was, so good, it inspired me to really find my own path. And I was like, okay, this is what I really want to do. You know, he gets diagnosed again when I'm in high school. And at that point, he was like, I'm done. It's good. He had his fight. We got 15 years that we never thought we'd even get. He passed away in 2021, and I graduated. He passed away in 2016. I graduated college in 2018, and I've been working in oncology ever since.
See, for me, it was the extra school. I couldn't even get out of high school. I don't think I could have ever done it.
Well, I have to say, Brandon, I am super happy as somebody who kind of sees where this world is going with young people like yourself that are really trying to make a difference and trying to help people and save people, because cancer has touched us all. And it's the young people like yourself who are going to hopefully one day find the cure, and so we can eliminate this. So I am truly grateful that there are people out there like yourself.
Thank you, guys. And honestly, me and all my coworkers, we love what we do. Mm-hmm. It's a type of job you have to love. You know, you're going to have your good days, you're going to have your bad days, but I couldn't do this without them.
You're at Dana-Farber Merrimack Valley.
Yes.
And I was told, speaking of your coworker, you're the only male nurse.
Only male nurse.
how does that go?
Honestly, it's the best.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
All right.
They give me a lot of crap, but
that's all right.
But,
yes. No?
Yeah. But I have 2 younger sisters. I've been outnumbered my entire life, so it's just another day.
Just watch the movie Meet the Parents.
Exactly.
And you're an infusion nurse.
I am.
So for me, when I hear something like that, that means that you're with people when they're really going through it.
Oh yeah, we do all their chemo infusions. We do whatever they need. We're with them through thick and thin. And you know, we just help when we can.
What I've been told from Dana-Farber patients is that you guys make it special. You guys make them feel like they're not going through this terrible time. What do you do in particular to help out your patients during these infusions?
I like to laugh.
Yeah.
I joke around with a lot of my patients, and a lot of my coworkers are the same way. We have this saying, it's like, hey, you're either going to laugh or you're cry, so you might as well laugh through it. You know, these people are going through the worst times of their lives, and we understand that. But we try to, you know, make it as lighthearted as we can. But we, you know, we sit down and listen. We form these relationships with them, and it's nice that, you know, we do something called primary nursing. So we see the same patients for the most part. You know, you get assigned to a patient when they get started on treatment. So you're their nurse throughout the whole thing. So, you know, a lot of my patients, I know their family, I know their friends, I know their life story. They know my life story, and it forms this bond where it's not as scary when you come into the building, and it's like, okay, now I'm just seeing like someone I know. It's easy. We have that relationship, and you know, we just try to make, if we can change one day to make it not as bad, I'm good for my career, and I get to do that every single day. So I love what I do.
Can it be hard for you though, emotionally forming that close personal bond?
Absolutely. And it gets tough when, you know, not every patient we have is going to survive. And it's just the reality of the situation. But, you know, we like to form those bonds because it makes it easier for them. And my coworkers, you know, we all support each other throughout all of this. We know what it's going to be. You know, there's a reason we got into this job. We know what the outcomes usually are going to be, or depending on, you know, what their treatments are and how disease progression, all that fun stuff that we don't need to get into. But it's an important part of our job to have that human element.
Yeah.
You know, we're treating people, not just diseases, and that's important, and that way we can help them psychosocially and whatever else they need. We can be there more than just, well, here's your chemo, have a nice day.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot more worth it to do the job, to form those relationships, even if on the back end, yeah, it's going to hurt a little bit.
But that's such a special person that enters a job where you know you're going to form bonds with young people, or old, but that are dealing with something so difficult. And I just am in awe of people like you. That there's a million ways you can go into nursing and they're all great, but the special character it requires to enter an infusion room with a child and knowing that you're going to form a bond with someone that you may not know as long as you'd like.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, every single nurse, we would never feel that way. We're just here and we love what we do. But if you called us, you know, heroes and all those terms get thrown around, mm-hmm. None of us view ourselves that way. We're here to do our job and we love it. And that's all we need. Anything else is just extra.
Well, you are, Toss. So it's an incredible thing that you guys do every day.
And, thank you.
And thanks for sharing a little bit about it with us this morning.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. Wouldn't have missed it.
All right.
Awesome.
We're at Fenway Park, and it is day one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Give, if you can, 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text to give. Text KCANCER to 20222 anytime today and make a $25 donation. And we'll be right back from Fenway Park.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.